October 12th through the 18th, 3rd Nephi chapters 20 through 26. Ye are the children of the covenant. Let the Spirit guide your study of 3rd Nephi chapters 20 through 26. He will help you identify principles that could be particularly meaningful to the people you teach. Invite sharing. After reading together the Savior's words in 3rd Nephi chapter 23 verse 1, you could ask class members what they searched for as they read the scriptures this week. What did they find? Teach the doctrine. 3rd Nephi chapter 20 verses 25 through 41, chapter 21 verses 9 through 11, and verses 22 through 29. In the latter days, God will perform a great and marvelous work. The Savior spoke of a great and marvelous work. See 3rd Nephi chapter 21 verse 9, that his Father would do in the last days. Perhaps class members could share what they learned about that work as they studied these chapters at home. Questions like these could inspire a discussion. What did the Savior say would happen in a future day? See especially 3 Nephi chapter 20 verses 30 through 32, verses 39 through 41, and chapter 21 verses 22 through 29. Why would he call these things great and marvelous? What evidence do we see that this work is taking place? How do we participate in it? To help class members see how the Prophet Joseph Smith helped fulfill the Lord's great and marvelous work, you could display a picture of the Prophet and invite the class to read 3 Nephi chapter 21, verses 9 through 11, looking for words and phrases that remind them of the life and ministry of Joseph Smith. For example, how did the Lord give unto him power that he shall bring the gospel forth unto the Gentiles? See verse 11. Why is it important to know that Joseph Smith's ministry was foretold by the Savior? See also 2 Nephi chapter 3. You could also help class members see themselves in the great work foretold in these chapters by reading together 3 Nephi chapter 20, verses 25 through 27. If necessary, you could point out that when we make covenants with the Lord, we become the seed of Abraham. How can we as the descendants of Abraham bless all the kindreds of the earth? See verse 25. Class members could ponder this question as they read President Russell M. Nelson's statement in additional resources and share their thoughts. 3 Nephi chapter 23 and chapter 26 verses 1 through 12. The Savior wants us to search the Scriptures. What do the Savior's interactions with the Nephites reveal about the way he feels about the Scriptures? To help class members find out, you could ask half of them to read 3 Nephi chapter 23 and the other half to read 3 Nephi chapter 26, verses 1 through 12. Then they could share with each other what they found. They could also share ideas they have about how to show the Lord that the Scriptures are important to us. For example, what is the difference between searching the Scriptures and simply reading them? See 3 Nephi chapter 23, verse 1. 3 Nephi chapter 24, verses 1 through 6. The Lord is like a refiner's fire. Visual aids might enhance your discussion of 3 Nephi chapter 24, verses 1 through 6. For example, you could show a silver coin or some soap while class members read the verses to find out how these items relate to the Savior and his mission. You could also share with the class the explanation of silver refining and fuller soap in additional resources. Or you could show the video, The Refiner's Fire. See churchofjesuschrist.org. How is the Lord like a refiner's fire and like fuller soap? See verse 2. What do these examples teach us about how the Lord purifies us? 3 Nephi chapter 24, verses 7 through 18. God is merciful to those who return to Him. You might point out that the teachings about tithing in 3 Nephi chapter 24, verses 8 through 12 are in response to the question in verse 7, wherein shall we return to the Lord? What is the relationship between returning unto the Lord and paying tithing? Class members could share how they have received the blessings listed in verses 10 through 12 as they have paid tithing. How could these truths be helpful to someone who is struggling to pay tithing? What attitude described in 3 Nephi chapter 24 verses 13 through 15 is often found in today's world. Encourage class members to share what they would say to someone who feels that life is easier or better for those who do not keep the commandments. According to 3 Nephi chapter 24, how does the Lord bless those who serve Him? You might also encourage them to find examples in 3 Nephi chapter 22. See also Mosiah 2:41 and Alma 41:10. 3 Nephi chapter 25 verses 5 through 6. Our hearts should turn to our ancestors. To illustrate the concept of turning our hearts to our ancestors, you could invite a class member to turn away from the class and describe class members from memory, where they are sitting, what they are wearing, and so on. Then he or she could turn toward the class and try again. What can this example teach us about turning our hearts to our ancestors through temple and family history work? After reading 3 Nephi chapter 25, verses 5 through 6, perhaps class members could share how their hearts have turned to their ancestors. You could also invite the Ward Temple and Family History Consultant to introduce them to some family history tools. How does this work relate to the gathering of Israel described by President Russell M. Nelson in Additional Resources? Encourage learning at home. In 3 Nephi chapter 27 through 4 Nephi, we read about the happiest people among all the people who had been created by the hand of God. See 4 Nephi chapter 1 verse 16. Suggest to the class that reading these chapters could help us learn how to find happiness for ourselves and our families. Additional resources. You can be part of something grand. President Russell M. Nelson declared, quote, "These surely are the latter days, and the Lord is hastening His work to gather Israel. That gathering is the most important thing taking place on earth today. Nothing else compares in magnitude. Nothing else compares in importance. Nothing else compares in majesty. And if you choose to, if you want to, you can be a big part of it. You can be a big part of something big, something grand, something majestic. When we speak of gathering, we are simply saying this fundamental truth. Every one of our Heavenly Father's children on both sides of the veil deserves to hear the message of the restored gospel of Jesus Christ. Think of it. Of all the people who have ever lived on the planet, we are the ones who get to participate in this final great gathering event. How exciting is that? This gathering should mean everything to you. This is the mission for which you were sent to earth." End quote. From Hope of Israel, Worldwide Devotional for Youth, June 3, 2018. See broadcasts.churchofjesuschrist.org. Refining and purifying. Silver is found mixed with other minerals in deposits of ore. Anciently, a refiner of silver would extract the silver by placing the ore in a furnace heated to extreme temperatures. This would cause dross, or impurities or unwanted minerals, to emerge on the surface of the molten ore. The refiner would scrape the dross away, leaving pure silver, which could be identified by its distinctive glow. A fuller was someone who cleansed and whitened cloth. The cloth would be immersed in water mixed with fuller's soap, which was designed to remove oil and dirt. While the cloth was soaking, the fuller would beat or stamp it to remove impurities. See Refiner's Fire and Fuller's Soap, New Era, June 2016. Improving our teaching. Teach people, not lessons. Quote, "The way you treat people is just as important as what you teach them." Sometimes our preoccupation with presenting a lesson can prevent us from expressing our love for those we teach. If this happens to you, consider how you could focus on what matters most. End quote. From Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 6.